You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
This is Amanda Bones.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling. Episode 42.
42.
Quattro dose. That's not how you say that, but.
No, it's not, but you know.
But you know. Anyways, we're going to keep this one short and banging. Maybe.
Sweet. Maybe just a little sweet.
Every time I say it's going to be a short episode, I feel like we end up with an hour episode.
Yeah. There may be cat noises in mine because every cat has decided. Wow.
Decided.
That's what I get for making fun of your air conditioning.
My air C.
Yeah. Every cat has decided to join me in this room right now. So every cat is attacking each other. So anyway, cat noises.
Cat noises. I mean, it's kind of fitting for the episode and who we chose.
True. Very true.
Very true. It's just that we're theming very hard today.
Yes, we are.
So today, in an effort to keep it short and sweet, we're doing Glory Pro Wrestling's Down with the King, Alley Catch, and Jody Threat versus Warhorse and Dan the Friggin' Dad.
Yes. Long overdue for a Dan the Dad episode for sure.
There are so many. Okay, so I've heard of Jody Threat, never seen a match. Warhorse, I see fucking everywhere, but I've never actually seen him wrestle. Mm-hmm. And then Dan the Dad, of course, I know this one, but this is a first. Alley Catches is, I feel like I'm just an Alley Catch fan at this point.
This is like our third Alley Catch match?
Third or fourth.
Jesus Christ. We're stans, we can't help it.
Fuck, I think it's like our fourth.
Jesus, I didn't realize that. I thought it was maybe our third.
But
what can we say?
I mean, we have a lot of other people here.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a group effort.
It's always a group effort. And, you know, fuck you guys if you have a problem with Alley Catch.
Plus, this is just a different version because this is Alley Catch. This is technically our second Alley Catch match. So
that's true. Okay, so here's the loophole. Yeah. It's Alley Catch, not Alley Cat. So there.
And I completely forgot that Warhorse is who she lost her whiskers to, or like she took off her whiskers because this is like, there was like, oh my God, the lore, I can't remember exactly, but like they had a match and she rubbed his makeup off, or his, like, you know, his little paint off, and then she rubbed her whiskers off and became Alley Catch.
Wow.
So they have some drama.
I did not know that there was backstory. This this just made this match even better.
Yes.
This is phenomenal. Yes. Okay, entrances. I have to say, I kind of enjoyed that Alley Catch and Jody Threat rolled out together, ready to fuck shit up.
Oh, for sure. They looked badass as hell, too.
They did. They came out of those fucking curtains, like, brawling.
And Jody Threat's out, like, her fucking gear is badass. And I love that they kept calling her Alley's mercenary.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Shit, okay.
That's pretty interesting. I have to say, I'm slightly saddened that Dan the Dad and Warhorse didn't come out like together in similar fashion. Dan the Dad came out. This motherfucker smiles like a dad. Like, he came out from the curtain and stopped and smiled. And I was like, what? How do you have like the most dad smile even?
It's dad from head to toe. It's like,
it's dad from head to toe. You said it.
the way that sweatshirt kind of just like lays so perfectly, and the white socks, the white shoes, everything, the belt on the trunks, like
Jesus fuck, the belt on the trunks. Oh perfect. My god,
it's everything I could ask for.
And then the glasses, like, thing that keeps them on your head, even.
The chokey. Is that what they're called? I think that's what they're called. I don't
fucking know, but Jesus.
He comes out to a Rush song. I love it.
God.
Air guitar.
Jeez. And then what? So then, like, okay, Dan the Dad comes out. Already a thrill. And then Warhorse comes out, and you're like, how the fuck did these two... How are you guys friends? How is this happening?
Because it's his son. It's his rebel son.
My favorite part. Okay, so this is my first time actually like seeing Warhorse outside of just like a photo here or there. Mm-hmm. I love the Kiss-esque makeup he does. Mm-hmm. His whole vibe is pretty freaking rad. And he's giving me like tradish metalhead vibes. No tattoos.
No.
Jean jacket with a patch. Like, do you see my thumb up thing? Yeah. What is Zoom doing?
What is happening?
I fucking gave a thumbs up on the Zoom call and it put a thumbs up in my corner. I'm trying to do it again, but it's not working. Zoom is only listening sometimes.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
And it keeps telling me I'm about to raise my hand. So obviously I just talk with my hands a lot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Warhorse is giving me tradish metalhead vibes. I'm totally digging it. Can I tell you
yeah. who he reminds me of? And this is only basically for me and you.
Tell me.
Spike.
Oh,
baby. Yeah. Like he's baby Spike.
It's baby Spike. Oh my God. Yes. We're gonna have to like send him a picture of this guy or like send him a match and be like, this guy is you when you were 20.
Yeah, from the past. It's baby Spike.
That's fucking, oh my god, 100%. Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense.
Yes.
Also, I'm gonna say this, although I find it incredibly obnoxious that there is no one centered area to find all of the indie matches that I would love to find. Indie wrestling, I feel, is just supreme. It's superior for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
One, you see the wrestlers walking around. It doesn't get better than that. Like, it doesn't get better than that. You can't fucking tell me it does. Two, intergender matches.
So the other thing that I've heard Dan the Dad say too, since he half runs Glory Pro, is that and I go back and forth thinking like this is kind of cool, and then also like I don't know how I feel about it, but then also like I think it's kind of cool, but I don't know. he doesn't want to have a women's belt because he wants anyone to be able to challenge for the main title. So he doesn't want, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't put.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you know how I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm over here nodding my head like, okay, I get it. That's pretty fucking cool. Like, I understand the premise, but then there's a piece of me that's like, nobody would give us a women's belt.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I go back and forth on it, but at the same time I'm like, but then like a woman can challenge the, you know, whoever's in the main event, like, you know, whoever's the main guy.
I mean, that's pretty neat. I love so I'll say this, in theory, oh my god, Ashley's holding a cat up to me, it's perfect. In theory, I love this idea. I think it's fucking fantastic. I guess it's just more of like a let's wait and see how it plays out scenario. Mm-hmm. But dude, I'll continue to watch the indies solely because they give me intergender matches, and there's no like, no, girls fight with the girls and the boys fight with the boys. Like, there's none of that. It's everybody's fucking brawling everybody.
I wonder if it's also like because we were so heavily in, I've never been like a person who wants to go to a massive show. I don't want to go to a concert. I want to go to a show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100% yes. I've been to massive concerts. They're not that fun.
So I wonder if that's kind of like, because an indie show feels like a show.
It does. It feels like Chain Reaction.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just feels like home, whereas, like, exactly. I don't want to go to an event.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about this match. Yeah, Allie grabs Dan's hat and throws it on the ground and then drops an elbow on it. The disrespect.
The disrespect.
The disrespect to Dan's hat. How dare she do that?
Is this, rude. Like, the only hat he has? Or does he have multiples of this hat because he's a dad?
I think he has multiples of, or I think he just has a lot of dad hats.
Got it. I can't even, okay, first of all, I promise I know how to take notes. Obviously, I fucking forgot how to do it for today's episode, because I just have a note that says, LOL, Dan. No idea.
LOL, Dan. Dan. I was trying to think, because he did something kind of silly in the beginning. There was two separate spots where he did something really silly. One of my favorite things that he does, and he always does this, is he does the like spot on the shirt where he like points and he's like, what's that? And then like does got your nose.
Maybe that's what it's from. Oh my god.
That's my favorite.
Oh yes. Cause the next note is shut up with that dad joke shit.
Anything every time.
It's so fucking, dude, it's so like off, catching off guard. Like, I wouldn't expect anybody to be doing that in the fucking ring.
Phenomenal. And he does it, I think the problem is too, is like he does it so smoothly because he's just like, hey, what's that? And then like, boop, gotcha.
Got you. And then you're just instantly furious because how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Allie slams him a couple times too. And instantly she like wants, like, fuck all to do with Warhorse too. She's like, no,
oh, yeah,
no, I don't want you, give me Dan, come on. Yeah. Like, oh shit.
I like that Dan got mad at some point and took his fucking choker glasses scenario off.
Yeah, well, he doesn't doesn't want to break his glasses though.
So. Oh my god. Jody and Warhorse get tagged in and it's like fucking hair everywhere.
I know, but it was so amazing. And those chops, I was, and he was, when Warhorse was just like, come on, give me more. Like,
bro, chops hit harder at indie shows.
Yeah.
They just, I'm sorry, guys. Not saying that the professionals aren't actually getting hit. They totally are, but there is something about a chop happening at an indie show. It just hits harder.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't want your fucking pomp and what is it?
Circumstance?
Thank you. Take your pomp and circumstance, WWE, and shove it.
Except I will say that when we were at Raw, from my angle, when they slapped Damian Priest's back, there was so much sweat that came off that man. It was disgusting.
I'm sure it was.
It was a small pond. They slapped a small pond. It was very gross.
The chops are still pretty fucking gnarly at WWE, but I don't know. There's just
chops are chops, but there's something about some indie chops that are.
I was just gonna say there's just something. There's some sparkle around the indies.
Yeah. So I really liked seeing Jody Threat and Warhorse go at it. I think it was really fun.
Agree.
Lots of red, lots of hair, as you said.
Lots of red. Does Warhorse face paint for the Twitch streams?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. He didn't the last couple times.
I'm surprised this isn't like a whole Danhausen thing where it's like always face painted.
It usually is. That's why I was shocked like the last couple times he wasn't, even if it's just like a simple like black or just a red. But yeah, no, the last time he didn't. Good call on that one, because yeah, as I remember, he kind of always does paint, and if he doesn't, then part of his face is covered, but that wasn't the case.
Interesting.
And it's weird to see him with no face paint. He looks like a different person.
Does he? Does he just look kind more of like a traditional metalhead?
Yeah, he kind of looks like a baby.
Oh my god. Like, well, they're baby. Like 23. None of these people are old.
They're not 23, I promise you that. But they're young.
Isn't
but they're
Dan
not that-
the Dan like 25?
No, I think he's like 27 or 28.
He's still a baby.
Yeah.
Wrestler, no makeup. Hold on, I'm still on this. Damn it, it's only showing me makeup images.
Oh.
I guess I have to watch one of the fucking Twitches.
Oh, do you want me to give you his shoot name so you can look it up?
Oh, wait, I think I found some. Is that Warhorse versus Cody Rhodes?
Yeah, he was
what
on
is
a,
this?
That was on, he was on Dynamite in during pandemic times.
What? Bring
yeah,
him
he
back.
Got on.
Oh my god. Oh my god, it's him and Cody.
I know.
I'm so excited for you, Warhorse.
Oh, here.
That's
can you see?
Fantastic. Oh, okay. He looks so different without the face makeups.
Don't look at him when he got his lip ripped open. Did you just see that?
Yeah, I saw that. I feel like I'm going to go as Warhorse for Halloween, maybe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Amanda. Can we go?
Is that bad? Should I not?
Can we go as Warhorse and Dan the Dad?
Fucking yes, please.
Because I have the Dan the Dad sweatshirt and all our tiny shorts and like white sneakers.
I have
white high top sneakers.
Shut the fuck up. You're essentially Dan the Dad in female form.
We could totally do this. And I have a little white coffee cup. We're doing
this
it.
This is fucking phenomenal. We even if we just do it to take pictures, I'm so in.
I think I have
a jean vest.
I have a jean vest that we could like put fucking
we're
stuff
totally
on. Oh my god, we're
doing
totally
this.
This.
My god. This is gonna be phenomenal. All right, fuck y'all. We got our Halloween costumes. We're ready.
Halloween week, we should just post like okay, all of Halloween for each episode. We should just try to do tag team photos.
Like, yes. I'm so down for this. This is phenomenal. All right, so week one, we already have it in the bag. It's going to be amazing. Everybody shut up. Back to the match.
Yeah, sorry about that. I really like this match. It was really fun. Allie does avoid Warhorse for as long as she possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can't avoid him any longer because Jody. I can't remember how Jody gets. Did she just get thrown out or just she tag out?
I think she got thrown out.
Because there is a little bit of chaos that happens right before they
fucking
zip tie Warhorse to the
ring. Oh my god, the zip tying of the Warhorse.
And they kill Dan. I don't know what happened there.
It just got fucking gnarly all of a sudden. Oh,
yeah.
But right before it gets gnarly, Warhorse and Dan the Dad do like a mini air guitar session.
Oh my god, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, because Dan tries to come to Warhorse's aid while Allie's trying to kill Warhorse for the second time. And they do fucking air guitar. And the commentator, I don't know who the commentator
this
is.
That's my favorite part.
I love the commentator for Glory Pro, but he just says they're playing air guitar. Different bands or different genres?
Different songs. Oh, different he was like, they're songs. Doing air guitar for two different songs.
It was so good. And then he said something else that was earlier too that was like, Jody Threat, she's really going at it. You know, she's never been anything but really nice.
Yeah. That's right.
Just this, whoever it is, you just sound like the sweetest man, and I just love you so much.
That dude's having a blast.
Yeah, and out of all the indie commentators, you're great. I love you.
The energy is there. The storytelling is
it's
there.
So good. Even like when he makes like a little flub somewhere, he's like, "Oh, just meet Allie. You said something, you said Dan, and he was like, oh, just me and Allie. And then it was like, it was perfect. That's all I needed. But yeah, so chaos ensues. They knock Dan out or something.
Something happens to Dan and he's like gone.
And then Warhorse and Allie shove the ref out of the ring.
Oh yeah, that's gone.
They zip tie Warhorse, Jody and Allie zip tie Warhorse to the ring. There's a double DQ because of the throwing the ref out of the ring.
Yeah.
Fucking chaotic. And like so much shit is happening. Yeah. And then so they're then beating up Dan some more on the ground.
It just like the bells did nothing to stop this.
No, two more refs came out and I'm like, okay, where did these refs come from? And then Warhorse breaks out of the zip ties, which, okay, whoever came up with that idea, you're so genius, because zip ties, you can break really easily to get out, because as we know, watching most wrestling lately, you can't get out of handcuffs and you can't get out of a lot of stuff. You can break zip ties. So good job. Like, that was wonderful, because like the fucking duct tape, you couldn't cut through.
No.
It took forever to cut through. So zip ties.
Brilliant. Way to learn from others' mistakes.
Brilliant. Just round of applause for that. 10 out of 10 for that one.
Yes. 100%. There are a couple of moments, I'll call them, during this match that I found to be fantastic. One of them is Allie Catch is beating the shit out of Dan the Dad, and she like one of her drops where she picks him up and just like slams him on his belly, and then she fucking drops her butt on him. And I was just like, this is perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Also, Jody Threats covers when she has Warhorse. So she covers, but she's pointing at Dan the Dad. It's like the sickest cover ever. Like, who's that fucking cool?
Yeah. It's like, you're going to watch me pin your friend. Look at like, my eyes while I pin him.
Seriously, the aggression.
It's wonderful. I love it.
Fantastic.
I love it.
Allie Cat has a bruise on her butt. I was trying not to look at it. It continued to make its presence known. What? It's like such a rad bruise on her tush. Like, I know you got it from wrestling.
So this would have been after the show you went to.
Sick.
So yeah, I think this was the show after the show you went to.
So many shows I've gone to.
Because this was August 22nd.
Oh yeah, that was after that then.
Mm-hmm. So maybe she got it from, you know,
GC Dubs.
You know, fucking feral at that show.
She is getting wilder and wilder. I'm not mad about it.
Crazy. Yeah, so Dan was dead in the ring. Warhorse chased off Allie and Jody.
Jody pulled a serious dad move and picked up Dan's belt and spanked him with it, and I was like, wow, childhood trauma is coming back up.
Well, because Dan usually spanks people with that belt.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, he usually like rips it out of that out of those trunks.
Dang.
Yeah,
so much dad vibe coming off of this guy.
Exactly.
I fucking cannot.
But yeah, so great match, wonderful match. We've already talked about it. Someone take me to Glory Pro, please. It's all I've been watching lately. It's so freaking good.
Where is it?
St. Louis.
Oh, you know who's from St. Louis that we know?
Yes, I do, sure. Actually. Huh?
Bradley Palermo.
Yeah, I know, I was going to say. Because when he added me on Facebook, it said that's where he was from.
Oh, perfect. Bradley, we need to make a trip to St. Louis, mostly just to see indie wrestling. So yeah, like, happen, how do we friend. Make that happen? Get at us.
We need help.
There's also, GCW is coming back to LA, so I'll be going to more of that. But I need more wrestling in California, please.
Yeah, not so expensive because I don't want to pay for PWG. But anyway, I need to go to Glory Pro. I want to see War Horse. I want to see Dan the Dad.
Wrestle there?
No, but they're like Midwest guys, so.
We have corn in California.
We have other stuff in California, too.
You have two fans in California.
You have a lot more than two fans in California.
But I'm sure there's plenty more.
We have like In-N-Out and stuff. People like In-N-Out, right?
People are so into In-N-Out. I bet they don't have Del Tacos.
No one has Del Tacos.
Yeah, so there's Del Taco.
The beach. We have the beach. Yeah, do you want to like the beach?
Come on, people are into that.
Tolerate it if you want to go. I guess I live near it.
We will take you to said beach.
I'll drop you off.
I'll wait in the car.
Yeah.
Just I don't feel like there's anything else cool in California.
Not really. And I'm sure there is. Hollywood. Do you want to see Hollywood? That's a thing that people like.
Oh, Disneyland is a big one. I don't want to go, but I'll drop you off.
COVID times, I guess Disneyland's like a thing.
Disneyland's still a thing during COVID times.
So if you like to come to California, just please shoot us a DM, and we usually give our information at the end of the show. So
we got more bounce in California.
Oh my god!
I cannot with myself right now. Don't even. Anyways, moving on. Oh, do we have a 10-10 with Bang? I'll go first.
For the third show in a row, Amanda's gonna say Ally Catch. No, second show in a row, Ally Catch.
Second show, I don't know. The fucking every Ally Catch match, I'm like, oh, 10-10 with Bang, Ally Catch. And then my dumb ass doesn't even get a picture with her when she's standing right in front of me. Honestly,
you pulled an Ashley. It's fine.
I don't even understand it. What happened to, like, my brain just shut off. Like, oh, the kid got her picture perfect. And then I'm not a fan.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We're good.
So, Ally Catch, please come back to California so I can try this again. Thanks. Oh my gosh. What a dork.
So we ain't cool. Is it Ally Catch?
10,000 would bang Ally Catch.
Okay. Mine's Dan the Dad.
Well, that makes sense. The fucking nerd coming off of that dude is so strong. I love it.
If you didn't know, Ashley has the type.
Bro, you have had a type for as long as I have known you.
And it's been literally the same type.
It's the same carbon copy, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like it gets better every time.
There's variations, but.
There are variations. I feel like, I have a type too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're homeless, tattooed.
Jesus Christ.
Or at least that's what Scott will tell you. Like, oh, man, is into homeless dudes. It's not true. God, just because I said I like Rob Zombie. So now I'm into homeless dudes.
He's a very nice home, I'm sure.
I was just gonna say, Rob Zombie is like the full-on opposite of being homeless.
Yeah.
But whatever. That's the match. Go watch it.
It was wonderful. Please support Glory Pro Wrestling if you can. Pay for High Spots, $10 a month, and you get so much indie wrestling and other stuff and shoot interviews. I absolutely adore High Spots. It's great.
Not only that, buy merch from indie wrestlers.
Yeah, the shit that happened over the weekend with the Polyam Woodstock.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That was a bunch of crap. So please go support your indie wrestlers who did not get paid. People are shitheads, and that's what happens when people are shitheads. So
that fully blows.
Yeah.
Go buy merch. It's helpful. Or just fucking Venmo Cash App them some money. Like,
yeah.
everybody's got to work.
And every little bit helps. So go support your favorite people.
So I think now is the point in the segment to tell you guys that if you missed the Count Out Drive membership thingamabob, don't trip, because you can buy that shit year round. And our episode for the drive will be available soon. And then we're already in the works for another episode. So if you subscribe and you buy your family membership to the Count Out Podcast Network, we are going to start doing like exclusive content specifically for the Count Out family membership. So if you don't have it yet, go get it.
Yes. It's $5. It's
great. $5 a month.
Yeah. Sorry. $5 a month. And you get to hang out with us a little bit more than you already do, which if you're not already sick of us, think about subscribing.
Yeah. So the first episode you guys will have access to if you buy it is how to talk to your friend about their exorcism. It's based off of My Best Friend's Exorcism by Grady Hendrix. That's all that we're going to tell you. Go buy the membership and then you can find out what else we're going to talk about.
Yes.
So yeah, let's wrap this one up. You can find us on Twitter at
HTTWpod.
It's because I had to say Twitter and I fucking hate that place right now. Or you can find us on Instagram, my one and only home, at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
Yeah, those are the ways to get a hold of us. We're done with that email shit. So that's everything. If you're on a place where you can like, rate, review, subscribe, all those things, please do that. We appreciate it greatly. Share an episode with a friend. I don't know. Do all the things stuff. You do, guys.
Yeah.
All the stuff. And drink water.
Yes, please. It's very hot out there.
It is very hot. So that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.